The Hollywood writers' strike is going into its third month, and there's a looming possibility that actors may also go on strike soon. Upcoming films and series are being delayed, if not outright canceled, and many productions have ground to a halt. To survey the shows and stories not coming soon to a screen near you, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco is with us. She's been covering this strike. Hey, Mandalit.
Hey there.
Which projects have been called off so far?
Well, one of the most high-profile productions we will not be seeing is a new adaptation of the classic Fritz Lang sci-fi film Metropolis. Apple TV Plus reportedly scrapped director Sam Esmail's passion project. It was in the works for many years, and it was actually about to begin filming this summer. Until the writer's strike ends, there will not be shooting for the next season of Paramount Plus's Yellowstone prequel 1923 with Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren. And production of the Batman spinoff series The Penguin has been halted, even though Max already released a teaser trailer.
The world ain't built for guys like us. That's why we gotta take whatever we decide is ours.
Joining The Penguin in delaying production are the next seasons of Severance, Abbott Elementary, Euphoria, and The Last of Us, the sixth season of Cobra Kai, and the final season of Stranger Things.
I guess right now the world really ain't built for guys like them. but there are still some new shows and films coming out this summer, so there's an inventory. How long is the pipeline going to last?
Well, you know, there's no telling how long the writer's strike will go on. Some are talking about it ending maybe in September. But, you know, Ari, another factor to keep in mind is that the actors are possibly going to be going on strike, even though the leaders of their union, SAG-AFTRA, assured them negotiations are going well. This week, more than 300 actors, including Meryl Streep, Jennifer Lawrence, Quinta Brunson, they all signed a letter saying they're ready to strike if that's what it takes to secure the best deal possible. Their current contract with the studios and streamers ends on Friday. So in terms of any new or upcoming shows, nothing's going to be happening before the actors and the writers' demands get resolved one way or another. But, you know, I should add that many of NPR's employees are members of SAG-AFTRA, even though we're covered by a different contract. And so if there is a strike, we won't be on strike.
There are big marketing events and an award season coming up, Comic-Con, the Emmys. How are things like that being affected?
Well, let's start with Comic-Con International in San Diego. Usually every year, the Hollywood studios host big, splashy, filled-to-capacity presentations of their upcoming movies. But this year, Marvel and Disney are not making any presentations at Comic-Con. Neither are Netflix, Sony, or Universal. We'll have to see what, if anything, Warner Brothers does. And as for the Emmy Awards, those nominations are going to be announced next week, and they were set to air in September, but they could be delayed for months, and the organizers are reportedly discussing various contingency plans if the writer's strike isn't resolved this summer.
And the impact here goes beyond big Hollywood events and sets, right?
That's right. Well, you know, I heard from Film LA, which handles permits for film shoots on city streets and other locations, and they say there were only two scripted TV series shooting or filming in Los Angeles this week. Normally, at this time of the year, there would be dozens of TV projects and production. And here in LA, the shutdown impacts so many people, all the film crews and every business that relies on the Hollywood economy. According to the Milken Institute, the 2008 writer's strike, which lasted 100 days, cost the LA economy more than $2 billion.
That is NPR's Mandalit Del Barco. Thank you.
Thanks, Ari.